This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, July 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Career experts say high inflation and the current hot labor market make it an ideal time for workers to ask for a raise, while many companies are beating them to the punch, taking the unusual step of giving out mid-year company-wide salary increases and issuing special bonuses.
They still feel like it's a very tight labor market. It's hard to hire. Employees have options, and that means that workers can press their bosses for more money right now.
Chip Cutter covers management and the workplace for the WSJ. Coming up, we'll talk with him about how long workers will have leverage like this. That's after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
We've told you how many companies are offering perks like gas cards and gift certificates to help employees deal with higher prices. But some companies are going a step further, offering straight-up pay raises, and they're doing it in the middle of their fiscal year. Chip Cutter covers workplace and management issues for the WSJ, and he joins us with more. Hey, Chip, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, JR. Thanks for having me.
So, Chip, you've been in touch with a lot of the companies giving out raises and bonuses. What's it like out there? What kinds of conditions are they facing to cause them to make this move?
Well, this remains a really tight labor market, one where many companies say they have to respond in order to keep employees. They have to keep raising their pay to adjust for inflation, to adjust for the fact that many employees continue to have options if they would want to get a job elsewhere. And so you see companies across industries resorting to moves that they haven't typically done in the past, some offering special one-time bonuses. ExxonMobil, for example, gave U.S. employees a one-time payment in June, equivalent to 3% of their salaries. The company T. Rowe Price, for example, had seen its turnover tick up. And so the company responded by sending an email to 85% of its workforce this summer saying that everyone would be getting a 4% raise effective July 1st. This comes in addition to sort of the usual raises the company gives out following the end of its fiscal year. And so you see moves like that where companies are watching their data, they're noticing turnover tick up, and they're realizing they have to do something differently.
Yeah, and a lot of companies like that often include pay raises and bonuses as they prepare their upcoming annual budget. But now they're doing this mid-year. How unusual is that?
Mid-year pay raises really are pretty rare. If you look historically, it's not often the case where companies sort of dip in and do something special like this. There was a survey of about 300 large employers conducted by the compensation advisory firm Perlmutter, and they found that about a third of employers are now considering or planning mid-year raises. And that's significant. And an analyst there said that basically there's the perfect storm right now of inflation plus a labor shortage. It's why you see companies doing some of these unusual one-off raises.
And you know, Chip, workers in small and large businesses alike have seen many of their colleagues up and move to a new job in the past year and a half. You know, it's what we call the Great Resignation as the competition for workers has heated up. But this move by companies must give workers thinking about jumping somewhere else a reason to think, maybe I should rethink that.
Absolutely. You see them doing this in terms of just their conversations that they have with potential new employers, you know, talking about pay perhaps earlier in the conversation than they would have before, realizing they still have a fair amount of leverage in this market. There's been a lot of concerns. If there is an economic downturn, would we see there be a power shift here from the market moving back to companies instead of employees? We've seen workers have a lot of power in recent months. And many CEOs say they're still not seeing this change. They still feel like it's a very tight labor market. It's hard to hire. Employees have options. And that means that workers can press their bosses for more money right now.
Yeah, you mentioned the possibility of an economic slowdown, and we've seen some companies even resort to layoffs. How are those factors and concerns working into plans to give out these raises?
I think many people watch what some of the most prominent tech employers are doing right now. We've seen companies like the Facebook parent Meta Platforms, Uber, Netflix, and others all announce either layoffs, hiring freezes, hiring slowdowns. It's been different in each case. But that certainly looms over the job market overall. If companies start to tighten up their budgets, they might be more concentrated in where they deliver raises. They might want to direct those to their highest performers or to those in the most in-demand roles. Think about software engineers, data scientists, and others who, you know, can sort of go anywhere right now. Those are the folks who would tend to get the raises if companies feel like they can't give these broader salary increases that we've seen in recent months.
Okay, but long term, how can they keep this up? You know, there are a lot of unknowns when we look at the economy beyond current forecasts. It seems like a balancing act between companies wanting to do whatever they can to retain workers, but also to preserve the company finances.
Well, that's right. And I think that's why many companies have been fairly cautious about wanting to give one-time increases or, say, give special spot bonuses instead of raising salaries overall. Companies want to hold down their own wage inflation and not commit to something if the business does turn a year from now. We've also seen companies issue big raises sort of for the, you know, past couple of years. I talked to one company, it's a small logistics company in Pennsylvania. It raised wages between 8 and 12% in the summer of 2020. It did it by a similar amount in 2021. And the company's president told me that they're sort of waiting and seeing kind of what they're going to do next. The company right now is giving out spot bonuses in the form of gas cards to the convenience store chain Wawa, but the company hasn't announced sort of a broader salary increase. And I think that we might see other companies go that route too, where they just want to be careful knowing that their business could change and wanting to stay as flexible as possible here.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. Chip, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.